Good Wednesday morning, my friends. Today we are in Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 39. After completing everything required by the law, as we saw yesterday, Mary and Joseph returned to Nazareth with Jesus. Now, the conclusion of Luke chapter 2 is the account of Jesus at age 12, debating with the Jewish teachers in the temple in Jerusalem. And again, God's saving word for us this week is joy. So let's begin reading Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 39 through the end. When Joseph and Mary had finished doing all that was required by the law of the Lord, they returned to their hometown of Nazareth in Galilee. The child grew and became strong, and he was full of wisdom, and God's blessings were upon him. Every year, the parents of Jesus went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When Jesus was 12 years old, they went to the festival as usual. When the festival was over, they started back home, but the boy Jesus stayed in Jerusalem. His parents didn't know this. They thought that he was with the group, and so they traveled a whole day and then started looking for him among their relatives and friends. They didn't find him, so they went back to Jerusalem looking for him. On the third day, they found him in the temple, sitting with the Jewish teachers, listening to them and asking questions. All who heard him were amazed at his intelligent answers. His parents were astonished when they saw him, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been terribly worried trying to find you." He answered them, "Why did you have to look for me? Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?" But they could not understand his answer. So Jesus went back with them to Nazareth, where he was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus grew both in body and in wisdom, gaining favor with God and people. And today's key verse is Luke chapter 2, verse 52, where it tells us that Jesus grew both in body and in wisdom, gaining favor with God and with people. And so, beloved, we have a story here of, oh my goodness, I mean, this sounds like almost a very precocious young man that, his mom and dad or his stepdad are just, worried to death over him, searching through the whole city of Jerusalem for 3 whole days. My goodness, I cannot even begin to fathom the terror in their hearts. And they finally found him, and he's just, very nonchalant about it. "Didn't you know I'd be in my father's house? I'd be doing, the father's business." And of course, Mary and Joseph didn't quite understand, what they were saying. But, Jesus didn't make this demand, "Well, this is where I have to stay. I have to stay here for the rest of my life, and, because I've got this great, mission that I have to accomplish." No, he submitted himself to the authority of his mom and dad, or his earthly father, anyhow. And he went back to Nazareth with them, and was obedient, and at the same time, it says Jesus grew both in body and in wisdom. And so he's growing up in both physically and intellectually, spiritually, gaining favor with God and with the people. Jesus was somebody who knew how to network. Jesus was somebody who knew how to get out there, not just do a hard day's work, serving as an apprentice in his father's, wood shop, but getting out there and doing what it was necessary, to work for the family, to do what just the responsibilities of life. Amen. Let's not get so heavenly minded that we become, earthly or worldly, useless. Amen. That's not what Jesus did. He excelled in all areas of his life. Let's pray. Lord God, just as your beloved son Jesus grew in body and wisdom, teach me your ways and guide me in my faith journey so that I continue to gain wisdom and grow in knowledge of you. Daily I will praise and revere you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Let's go ahead and agree to meet tomorrow and we'll be in Revelation. Jumping ahead to Revelation chapter 21. John has a vision of a new heaven and a new earth. I can hardly wait. Until tomorrow then, may God's richest blessings be yours.